Ken Barton, Executive Director, Florida Peanut Producers Association.
Well, Ken, once again, we're here for the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in your home state in Panama City Beach. The weather is beautiful. What do we have to look forward to this year?
Well, we've got a great conference again this year. We want to welcome farmers and agribusiness here to Florida again. Great site to host such an event like this. And I think the longevity of our conference is testament to that. You know, folks love to come to the beach, and they thoroughly enjoy coming to our conference to hear the information and the programs that we have planned for them.
This is 16 years, is that right?
That's right, 16 years. And that, again, is a testament to, the programming and also the facilities here to host this conference.
We have four states involved, and this is really a central location for everybody, right?
Oh, it is. You know, with the four states involved here in the Southeast, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. So it is centrally located pretty much in the middle of the production area, however a little south on the coast, but still a great location and not a tremendous burden of travel on the farmers coming from either end of the production area.
Well, this time last year, we were still waiting on a farm bill. Now we have a farm bill. And what has been the reaction as far as the peanut growers for what came out of our farm bill we finally got this year?
Well, the farm bill was a very long, drawn-out process. And in any legislation, there's good and bad. For the most part, this was a good farm bill. However, there's a few farmers left out across the nation that are not going to participate in the safety net, so to speak, of this farm bill. But overall, it's a good farm bill. It's going to work well. It provides that safety net in a conservative way. The budget for the bill is much less than we've had in previous years. So and we have to be mindful of that as well. You know, that because we're Americans too, and we've got to do our part in helping balance this huge out of control federal deficit.
Well, one of the things that's getting a lot of attention now, especially, is regulations. And one of them that's getting a lot of attention is EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule. I know I heard our Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, say if we regulated the way this rule is proposed, we'd be regulating the entire state of Florida. What are the peanut growers doing about this? I know a lot of ag groups are involved and interested in seeing what this rule really means.
Well, that's an area that farmers are now really paying attention to. They're getting involved in their local water boards. And also any community meeting, especially in the water basins, the watershed basins, they're getting involved to share their input, their thoughts, and that's the first step. First, you've got to get involved and take part in some of those negotiations, because some of the regulations that were being handed down are unrealistic. So that's where we need the farmers involved, and I encourage everybody to get involved in those water issues.
Well, and I ask you every year, Ken, how does the crop look here in Florida?
Actually, the crop here in Florida looks really good at this point. We were a little late, later than normal, not much later, a little later planting, but the crop has recovered from that really well. We're on schedule. So at this point, the crop looks good. We're getting rains in the Panhandle and Central Florida, North Florida as well. So we're in a good position right now.
How does acreage compare to last year?
We're about the same as last year, if anything, up very slightly from our acreage last year. So didn't see a huge increase, and probably because of the prices that were offered early on before planting.
Anything else you want to add, Ken?
No, just again, welcome everybody to Florida and the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. We're looking for, we've got a great program lined up. We've got some fun times for the spouses and some great programming for folks. And we're just glad to be back here in Panama City Beach to accommodate our farmers.
And, of course, we can't do it without the sponsors. And thanks to the sponsors, the great sponsors who step up every year.
Oh, absolutely. We've got sponsors who've been with us from the very first conference, and we continue to add new sponsors. They see the value and here in the relationship with the growers, and also the attendance is up. So we have a record number of sponsors, a record number of registered attendees. So again, I have to say that's a testament to this conference and the management and the work that's put into the conference and the facility that it's here, the venue here.
Well, we go to a lot of conferences, and I can tell you this is one of our favorites. So we're glad to be back again. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am Cindy Zimmerman.